Guardian Unlimited.
At the end of last year, Ethiopian troops entered neighbouring Somalia after Islamists took over large parts of the country, including the capital Mogadishu. Almost a year on, and they're still there. I asked our East Africa correspondent, Zan Rice, how effective Ethiopian forces have been in fighting the Islamist extremists in Somalia.
Initially, very successful. I mean, they rolled into Mogadishu at the end of last year, and the Islamists put up very little fight and seemed to disappear. But since then, a growing insurgency has developed, and we've got to the stage where today there are very serious battles that have been going on in Mogadishu, and hundreds of thousands of people leaving the capital. Ethiopians have sent in reinforcements, both in number of troops and tanks, to try and take on the insurgents. But as we've seen in other parts of the world, in Iraq and Afghanistan, when you've got committed local fighters melting in with a population who support them, you know, it's a battle that's very hard to win.
You mentioned Afghanistan and Iraq. What connections are there between the insurgents in Somalia and those in Iraq and Afghanistan?
That's a difficult one. I mean, initially when Ethiopia did invade, and we must remember that the US backed them in a big way, and in fact launched airstrikes of their own. The rationale for doing that was the accusation that the Islamists had close links to al-Qaeda and were in fact harboring some al-Qaeda members who'd bombed the embassies in East Africa in the late 90s. But since then, none of these alleged al-Qaeda members have been caught, and there's not a whole lot of evidence to suggest that there are close links. So I think there is undoubtedly some networking going on with jihadists in other countries. But to suggest that there's a very strong link, yeah, it's a difficult one.
How much popular support is there for the insurgents in Somalia?
Well, I think there's increasing support. Exactly how much or how widespread it is difficult to say. But the insurgents certainly aren't being given up by the local population. Just in the last few weeks, there have been demonstrations against the Ethiopian troops in the capital, which is a very brave thing to do, considering the number of Ethiopian troops that are there, which suggests that the sympathy is certainly on the insurgent side rather than on the Ethiopian side. So, you know, the Ethiopians have got a very, very difficult job. And many people are saying this is a fight they cannot win.
And what about the thousands of people who have been displaced from Mogadishu? What's happening to them?
Well, they're scattered all over Somalia now. I mean, there's a whole lot, perhaps 90,000, that are in a small town called Afgoi, which is just west of Mogadishu. And those 90,000 people have moved there just in the last 2 weeks. The UN estimates that 173,000 people have left Mogadishu in the last fortnight, and nearly 500,000 people this year. So we're talking massive numbers. And they've, you know, some have gone as far as they can. They've gone up as far as Puntland. They've gone to Galkayo, which is in central Somalia. They've gone wherever they perceive their safety. And it depends pretty much on the economic circumstances. You know, those with means jump into their cars and can go to the bigger towns. Those without means are getting pulled on donkey carts and can't go very far and are sleeping by the roadside under trees in makeshift shelters. It's a pretty dire situation. And the difficulty there is that aid agencies can't reach many of them because of the insecurity. I mean, piracy is rampant at sea, so the World Food Programme is struggling to get in the sacks of food. And on the road, the roads are littered with checkpoints once again, with militiamen demanding bribes and stealing food. So it's very, very difficult for aid agencies to get to the people who need the help.
And what about the rest of the international community? What can they do to help?
I don't know, and I don't think they know either. I think a lot of people are just scratching their heads. I mean, the international community has been engaged and has been trying to persuade the Somali government to negotiate with their opponents, and President Abdullahi Yusuf has been reluctant to do so. And there's very little leverage that the international community has got over Somalia, over the Somali government. So with it being so difficult security-wise, diplomats by and large don't even go to Somalia. They do all the analysis from Nairobi. Yeah, it's just an extremely difficult situation for everyone.
And you can read Zan's report from Somalia in tomorrow's Guardian. And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.